And welcome to another installment of your favorite podcast. This is the Dot Mac, and this is
Notorious USB.
And this is the I Can Record Unlimited podcast. This is actually our second episode.
That's right, it is.
And
this one's brought to you a little bit more professionally, isn't it?
It's actually brought to you by our first sponsor.
That's right. That's right, it is. And we're live in the studio right now. So we got a pretty nice setup going on. As many of you may know or may not know, the first podcast was brought to you via phone recording. We actually made a voice recording on the phone. And, you know, it's like one of those stories where you started out in your garage kind of deal and blew up huge. And that's what we did.
The good folks in Android helped out with that.
They did. So we're going to go ahead and give a shout-out to Google one time.
Yeah, one time. And we have to give a shout-out to PowerSellerNYC.com, fine purveyors of digital electronics through PowerSellerNYC.com and also through eBay as well.
That's right. That's right. They are. And there's actually a funny story behind this promotion, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a full-fledged sponsorship, paid sponsorship for 2 years. Well, the podcast, they get one shout-out on the podcast, and if they want to continue with the podcast sponsorship, they'll have to speak with us next week. But for now, we're brought to you by them. Yep.
That's funny. And so I'm going to go ahead a little bit in depth into that story. And what I actually did, and I'm going to go ahead and post pictures of this on our podcasting site. What I did was I actually accepted a good chunk of change from them to actually tattoo their logo on the inside of my bicep. And I actually did do it.
He's not shitting you.
I am not. And I'll put a picture on there, you know. You can choose whether you believe whether it's real or not, but, you know, it really is.
It really is real. Trust me.
And I think it's the best decision I've made. We'll see how much longer I keep thinking that, but, you know, it's only been a day so far, and I'm still pretty excited about it. I still haven't spent all the money.
Yeah, now, Brian been in a bit of a financial pickle. He's being strong-armed for a certificate for some sort of legal issues right now.
That's right. So they don't call me Notorious USB for nothing. You know, you got to earn these stripes.
Yeah, yeah. He had to earn his 2.0, his USB 2.0.
I did have to earn my 2.0, and that's funny.
Yeah. It was 1.1 for a while.
I guess you might be able to say that. So a little bit about what's going on in the news right now. We've got the BP thing going on, and what do you think about that?
I like following BP Global PR on Twitter.
Do you?
Yeah, do you know about that?
No, I don't.
It is some dude, and he just tweets as if he were BP, but he, like, rips into him and shit. Let me pull up some tweets for you guys. That's what we're going to do. We're waiting for Firefox to load. Unfortunately, the 8 cores in my fucking Mac Pro still prevent Firefox from loading in under 30 seconds. So, what are we looking at? We're looking at Twitter, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're looking at Twitter, and, you know, that's funny. We were at a bit of a web developer seminar a little bit earlier today, the Dot Mac and I, and the Dot Mac has some cool stickers that we always bring there, which you can find on tweetsticker.com, and they're a picture of a little bird and an @ sign, and you go ahead and fill in your username so people can find you.
You know what? All these tweets are actually kind of stupid.
Are they? Now you're going over them?
Yeah, no. Now that I'm looking through them, they're not very good.
They're not. This seems like an awful lot of fuss over something that's not a celebrity sex scandal. Did they write that?
Who?
BP?
No, it's somebody pretending to be BP.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
As if he were... No, it's not that funny.
It's not, huh?
We need to get on the subject of tweet cred. Brian needs some. I mean, Notorious. I mean, Brian.
Yeah. Ahead. If you're listening to this, I need you to go ahead and log on to Twitter. The Dot Mac is actually beating me in followers right now.
I have like 100 million followers.
And he's got like 100 and change. 115 or something.
So
I have
tired.
Like,
I have
like two
podcasts anymore. You folks out there suck.
I need you to go ahead and follow me.
If you follow him, you're following a tool. If you follow anyone, you are a tool. I'm a tool. I'm a tool of Twitter fame.
And what the Dot Mac does when he's a little bit grumpy is he tries to sabotage. And what he's trying to do is sabotage the podcast right now. But won't let him, will we?
I'm not trying to sabotage the podcast.
It's subconscious.
Let's see if we can get Tim to meow on the podcast.
Oh, let's see if we can get Tim. And Tim, I think, deserves to be... have a picture of him. He's actually dragging him on his back right now. And Tim's not even moving. He's just a stiff cat upside down. Which is funny. Go ahead. Oh, there he goes. That was good. Thanks, Tim.
How'd you get him to do that?
I squeezed his tummy. Oh. I'm something like a cat whisperer.
I see that. Can we take a cigarette break from this podcast?
I was thinking the same thing. So we're going to go for a cigarette break. And next we have a caller who's actually an upcoming rap star. So that's coming up next. We're going to talk a little bit more about the news. And we have a fun topic for you guys a little bit later. And a cool guest. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Can record unlimited podcast. This is Alex, the Dot Mac, and this is
Notorious USB, Brian.
And we have a special treat for you guys. We actually figured out how to hook up the phone to our recording gear, and we have a guest caller that we are going to be calling in.
So he's actually he's not the caller. He's actually the callee.
He's the callee.
He's the callee because we're calling him.
Oh.
But anyway, he's our guest, and, you know, he's young and an aspiring hip-hop artist, which, he calls himself something, Dirty South, or something crazy.
All right, and, here's a...
That should be him, I guess.
Yeah, that should be him. All right, we might get some feedback. Hopefully we won't get any feedback on this recording. Okay. And we're calling him.
And we're calling.
The mailbox belonging to 954.
Go ahead and give him another call back. That's what I think we should do. There we go.
Hello?
Hey, Max.
What's up, Alex?
We got you live on the podcast right now. I got the phone hooked up to Logic, and we are recording. This is the Dot Mac and...
Notorious USB.
And we're live to all of the entire internet, and we decided we were going to have you be our first guest. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're pretty good. Thanks. And I just want to, you know, explain to the listeners, you know, again... that Max is an aspiring hip-hop artist, and, What does it say on your license plate, Max?
Oh, it actually says Rap Star SPR, so.
What, SPR?
STR.
T as in Thomas.
Oh, T as in Thomas.
Or
okay.
Tim.
Tell us a little bit about your music, Max. Our listeners want to know.
My music's mostly inspired by everything that's great in life. You know, everything from great music that I only listen to, as well as life experiences trickling down to the Jews that just want to make it in life.
Yeah, that's right. So I feel you. So you're repping for the Jews that want to make it in life, really.
That's really why I do this. You know, I
it's
don't
for
do
the
it
Jews.
For myself, that's for sure.
That's cool. That's
respect.
Cool.
Mad respect.
Mad respect.
That's cool. Yeah. So yeah. I want to go ahead and ask you, you had mentioned that, you know, you do this for everything that's good in life. That's your inspiration, right?
Right.
So do you ever rap about, like, butterflies or anything, you know, good like that? Or
I mean, sometimes. I mean, butterflies come up, you know, as they do in life. You know, so anything from butterflies to possibly rainbows, maybe
Did you just say pot leaf rainbows?
No. I said butterflies or rainbows.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You know, everything going down to, like, you know, simple things, like the man who makes the Crayola colors.
The man who makes the Crayola colors?
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean by that, man who makes the Crayola. Like, what? There's a guy who actually makes the colors?
Absolutely. It's just another one of our common day geniuses that we just disregard. As myself, I also am in one
of those. So those are the people that you're repping for, the people that the normal people don't ever think of.
For example, Tickle Me Pink. I mean, it's a pretty good color.
Tickle Me Pink?
Yeah.
Oh, so he names the colors, but the colors actually existed prior to him naming them, so he just kind of goes with a creative name. I'm not really following.
As far as the palette is concerned, the colors already exist, but, I mean, in my personal opinion, I'm sure Notorious USB would agree with me that, you know, a color cannot be brought to life until it's named.
Until it's got a name. I do agree with you.
Yeah, a color can't be brought to life until it has a name.
What do you call it? How do you ever refer to it?
Exactly. I mean, you wouldn't even have any point of reference unless you used other colors, which also are only existing because they have names.
Mm. That's a good point. That is. And, you know, I think you might open a lot of listeners' eyes to that fact.
Well, I hope the listeners understand that. You know, don't take things like colors or Jewish rappers for granted.
That's right.
Yeah, you can't take Jewish rappers for granted. All right, speaking of Jewish rap, I'm going to actually put you on the spot for a freestyle in a minute. I'm going to have the Notorious USB over here talk to you for a few seconds while I get this all set up, all right?
That's excellent.
Okay, great.
Cool. So what I wanted to go over with you a little bit is, you know, how you got involved in the rap game and how hard it was growing up as, like, a middle-class Jew.
Wow, those are really two very different type of questions.
Right.
And I'll answer as follows. As far as the hip-hop is concerned, my brother was older than me always. He's my older brother.
So he's always been older than you?
He's always been older, unless it's a leap year, and then he's not.
Okay.
He's not older than you?
It only happens every, like, 7 years or something.
Right, that's weird.
I mean, most importantly, though, guys, I was listening to the Wu-Tang Forever album as a young child, around 11 years old, and a lot of my notebooks actually have raps written on them on the back of Spanish class handouts.
Really? And
yeah.
What age were you when you were writing on the back of these handouts?
You know, anywhere from 11 to 16 is when I really started writing in class.
Okay, and so how was it, you know, that I guess brings us into the second question of how was it being a, you know, a middle-class Jew growing up in a middle-class
neighborhood? I'm kind of different than the typical, stereotypical Jew, so to speak. For, you know, for instance, I enjoy rapping, and, you know, I like to think outside of the box and say, hey, just because my religion doesn't match up with the culture behind what I like to do doesn't mean that I can't still be the best.
That's it. That is very true, and that's good.
Right. I got the beat set up here, unless you have a few more questions.
I had one more question, and this is just, you know, off the top of my head, because I'm really curious, because you don't seem like the standard Jew. Do you celebrate Hanukkah by wearing a menorah, or?
No, I don't wear menorahs, because with the whole fire thing, it's pretty dangerous.
The whole what?
With the whole fire thing, with the menorah, it's pretty dangerous to wear one.
I didn't want to be rude, but, you know, I call them frisbee hats.
By the way, it's a yarmulke, not a menorah. A menorah is what you use to light. You light a candle every day. The first day of Hanukkah, you light one candle, and the second day you light two, and so forth. Except you also have to have the one that you use to light it with. So there are nine for 8 days. of lights. The miracle...
There's 9 candles for 8 days of lights.
Yeah, because one of them you use to light the other ones.
So the other one doesn't signify a day.
No, it signifies the one you use to light the other ones.
It doesn't really have to signify it, it just does it.
It just does it, that's what it does. Alright, cool. I have a random beat chosen here on my iPad from the Korg Elec Tribe. I dropped the beat down to 80. It said hip-hop beat. We don't know what it's going to be. Hopefully you'll be able to hear the beat while... you know, while you're rapping, but let's try it here. Let's see what this beat sounds like.
There we go. That's the beat there, huh?
Can you hear it?
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah. That can work. I'm the best in the game, dog, so please believe me. Yeah, I'm Young Money, but don't be with Weezy. I never been a rat, but I'm where the cheese be. And you blind if you wonder, you should be with Stevie. Like I got Gucci shoes, your G's beneath me. My Visa got no limit, like Masterpiece Team. You should see how much cash I could stash in these jeans. 10K for a verse, that's so the fiend's feet. Sitting in the Beamer, looking mean in the drop. Bought the watch with weed money, that's cream of the crop. Thing I got, it pops with a beam and a dot. It's like a period, how long it take your bleeding to stop. Don't think I be soft cause I'm singing a lot. Cause I got bars like a code on a cereal box. I got game that your girl been meaning to jock. Because I got her pleas like venereal pox. This kid got mad wisdom, I've inflicted the youth with more knowledge you could ever get from Prince and a Duke. Like English class when I write my vision to you, to make my sense add up like addition would do.
Wow. That is pretty cool. And I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to ask you, I don't know if I could put you on the spot like this again, and do like a little short, you know, 15-second rap that might actually be, you know, be featured on our show if you could drop our names in there, the Dot Mac and Notorious USB.
Yo, you can't stop Max. Me, I spit the hot crack, rapping with Notorious USB and the Dot Mac. If you come back, you know I got a hot flow. This is web streaming, I'm on a blog show. And I got hot flows, plus I got hot clothes. I got your hot hoe pulling on my cock, yo. So watch out, cause you know that I rap. And it is social in the mic, and you know he the best. Respect.
That's hard, man. Wow. Let's go ahead and, yeah. That is cool.
That was very, very good. Very good.
That was good.
This is the best podcast yet, I have to say. This is really...
This is, and this might actually blow up your hip-hop career.
It's, you know, it's a really shoots me up. You guys are, you know, I appreciate it. Not shoots me up in a physical drug-using way.
Right.
But more in a way that boosts careers.
Yeah, we're glad you're here, we're glad you're safe, and we really thank you for being a part of our podcast.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Well,
and
thank you, guys.
You know, is there anywhere that the visitors could maybe check you out online or follow you or anything like that?
Yeah, you got any pages?
Not yet. What you can really do is, if you're interested, just keep listening out for the name, and you know, you can add me on Facebook, because that's Max, SOCHER, or I'm actually opening it up to thewebkike.com, which is going to be the new website.
Webkike?
Webkike.com.
WBKYK. That sounds a little bit offensive to our listeners.
Yeah.
It's a good thing we're not on public radio or whatever, because the FCC would have our ass. But since we're on the internet, you know, we can do whatever we want.
Well, you know, I'm looking to clean something up, so maybe like the webblank.com also, you know what I mean? I just have to work it out so the ratings don't go down.
All right, very, very cool. All right, thank you so much for stopping
being on
by.
Our podcast.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. And
thanks, guys.
All right, talk to you later.
All right,
bye.
Love you.
So that was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
I like that.
All right, I guess we're gonna wrap it up.
Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up. We had a little bit of cool news. A flash break, real quick. The first 4G phone hit the market this week.
Yeah.
It is made by HTC and Sprint, the first 4G network, is the only one selling the phone right now. It's the HTC Evo, which I'm thinking about picking up. That's cool.
Yeah, you should pick it up. I'm picking up the new iPhone. I'm more of an iPhone guy. He's more of an Evo guy.
I'm an Android
guy. He's an Android guy, you know, whatever. Well, I give mad props to Android because it was what got us starting in the podcast game. So I'm very happy to you know, be a part of that. All right, guys, we got to wrap it up. It's pretty late, and we don't want to make these podcasts go on too long because we realize that our listeners have the attention span of a small bird. So, you know.
Small bird. Was that a Twitter joke?
Yes, it was a Twitter joke. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and this is the Notorious USB signing off.
And this is the .Mac saying, keep it real, folks. Keep it real.